This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's time to line them up. Opening lines, line moves, and how money is moving the sports betting market. Line them up with Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio. Get ready to place your bets.
Here to line them up, Joe O and Joe G with you on this Monday. Not a great card in Major League Baseball. Just eight games, an afternoon game with Cleveland. Is that Cleveland against Toronto? Yeah, Cleveland against Toronto. Robbie Ray going. I'll be paying attention for that if I don't bet the game.
Yeah, and
I might get a future down on the Jays the more I think about it. 30-1 for the World Series. That's a team that has the ability to just get in and then cause some damage.
Yeah, you know what happens a lot? Doesn't it feel like when teams get in ahead of schedule, everyone's like, oh, they're a year away. But sometimes they're not. They just get there. They just go to the World Series.
Yeah, or they make a run. That's what happened to the Cubs. They were way too early in 2015.
Yep.
Then all of a sudden, they're in the NLCS.
Yeah, I can see that with the Blue Jays. I feel like the Blue Jays, I'm already thinking about World Series futures on the Blue Jays next year. Like, I think they could win the World Series next year. But they could certainly get in and do some damage this year. As far as today, you mentioned they're facing Cleveland, the early game.
Yep.
Cleveland stinks against left-handed pitching. Bottom five team in baseball against lefties. You got to like Robbie Ray today to bounce back after those tough Red Sox starts.
Yeah. Let's take a close look, see if we missed the number. No, we did not. Okay. I was curious about the run line because I heard Jenks in the Daily Tip talk about it a little bit. He's laying 2.5. I can't do that. I can't do it. Yeah. It's 1.5 on FanDuel. But
seven and a half is the K total for Robbie.
Well, the run line is -142. So you've got to lay a run and a half and lay -142. No, thanks.
It was cool yesterday. I guess, would they go back Friday? But I was watching some of the game yesterday. They were back in Toronto. Okay. That's got to be just like a weight off their shoulders. Like, they get to actually be at home. They get to have a home stadium for the first time down the stretch of the season. So it's actually a home game for them instead of us trying to figure out if they're in Dunedin or they're in Buffalo or wherever the heck they were playing.
I don't have any interest in this game. Do you?
I would just look at Ray's K prop. It's 7.5. Team that the Indians can't hit left-handed pitching. Or, by the way, when are they the Guardians? That starts next year?
Cleveland? I don't know. It's so stupid. Now they're fighting with the Guardians. Is that roller hockey? Roller derby?
Maybe. You know what happens to me, and I feel like I'm old when I say this. Other than the Washington football team, because for obvious reasons, we try to make sure we don't say their old name because they changed it for a reason. But like when all these, and I guess Cleveland,
I like football team, by the way.
No, I do too. But like that's the only one I consciously try to remember. Like, I shouldn't say their old name. I'm gonna do this on purpose. I will call the Los Angeles Chargers the San Diego Chargers probably until I'm 50. Like I just can't not do it.
So I can't say tribe, right?
It's the same connotation, I guess.
Yeah.
They'll be the Guardians. I'll just call them Cleveland.
It's strange to me that they're going to fight for Guardians when there are other options. I think that most people preferred like Spiders.
Yeah. I don't get it.
Yeah. Strange. I have no interest in this game. By the way, I asked you last week if the Phillies would have a losing week because they were the most popular team in my survivor pool. And yeah, they had a losing week.
Yeah, they lost 2 out of 3 to the Pirates.
I was laughing. I'm like, oh my God, this team. After doing very little at the deadline. As far as tonight, that's when the rest of the slate occurs. Anything enticing? Mentioned not a deep card. So we have 7 evening games. Baltimore at the New York Yankees. Bronx Bombers have won 3 consecutive games. Philly at Washington. Mets Marlins. How about there?
So Philly Washington. So Ranger Suarez moves from the closer spot to the rotation. I can't imagine he's going to go many innings tonight. So you could have a lot of the bullpen for the Phillies playing. I think he's got a 45-pitch limit for Ranger Suarez because he hasn't stretched out in a long time.
Okay.
That's Josiah Gray's first start as a National, which is interesting. He's the one that went for Max Scherzer and Trey Turner. So interesting pitching matchup there. I would think runs on the board, probably both sides in that game. Maybe the bullpens get involved a lot. The other thing I would think tonight, Joe, I'm looking at the over-under, Yankees-Orioles. Look at that. You have Lopez, who absolutely stinks for the Orioles. Okay, yes. And then you have Heaney, who that was like the one Yankee acquisition no one paid attention to. They got Andrew Heaney from the Angels. I actually think they might be able to fix him and make him a little bit better than he is because he's had moments where he's pretty good, then he stinks. The Orioles hit left-handed pitching. We've talked about this on this show. In games, we talk about the over with the Orioles or whatever in the total of the game. That could be a big number tonight. 10 runs.
Yeah.
It's weird to take the over with 10 runs, but that feels like a big scoring night.
It makes sense on both sides. Let's look at Lopez. In 79 plate appearances, the Yankees are hitting .309, .406 on base against him, .900 OPS. So that makes sense. And then Haney too. I could see that. I could see that getting home. ERA, 6.19 for Lopez. Haney, 5.27. So you see why it's 10.
Yeah, and I could see home runs for the Yankees. I might have to jump back to the Yankees for the prop tonight. A right-hander who stinks at Yankee Stadium. Rizzo, Gallo, they're all hitting home runs tonight.
Okay, what is this Rizzo number? He has an RBI in all three games with the Yankees. So you would think you wouldn't get a ton of value. Yeah, that's gone. Plus 290. It was plus 500, plus 600 Friday.
It might be time to pivot to Gallo. Gallo hasn't had his first home run yet as a Yankee.
Okay.
Let's go to Yankee Stadium tonight. Short porch. He gets a pitcher, gives up a million fly balls and home runs. What's the Gallo number? 250, 240?
For some reason, not listed at the moment.
Okay.
So maybe that's something you check back later in the day. Yeah, a bunch of poor pitching matchups. Like Seattle-Tampa Bay, it's Flexen against Waka. There's another game where maybe you want to take a look at the over, even though Waka's been fine of late, but against Seattle, not so much.
Yeah, I think we've had a Chris Flexen strikeout prop. You might have been out that day. That was a Jake Hassan special. So we've gone down the Chris Flexen path before.
Tonight stinks. I'm talking about stinks.
It's not a good one.
Tonight stinks. I'm like, yeah, Di Scalfani, San Francisco, Widener at Arizona. Maybe they should be a bigger favorite. They're only minus 160, San Francisco at Arizona.
It's funny how it's flipped, hasn't it, over the course of this season? Like, earlier this season, they were dogs all the time. And now we're like, wait a second. They're only that much of favorites?
Would you consider the run line there?
Yeah, I would.
Oh, wow. Did that jump? When I looked earlier, it was minus 160. Now it's minus 200. So value
gone.
That's
a big number. That's a big number. It's and I do wonder if there's a little letdown for the Giants tonight. They just came off of, what, I think 11 or 15 games were against the Dodgers and Astros, something like that. But they've been playing kind of these big games for a week and a half. Now they go to Arizona. I do wonder if it's a little letdown tonight there.
Okay, let's hit on the home run props. It seems like a night for totals if you're going to do anything, but I don't see much value on the board as far as sides go.
I like the Robbie Ray K prop, but as far as home runs tonight, I would look Yankees. I know we couldn't find Gallo yet on the board, but I mean, Jorge Lopez is atrocious. And there's at least one guy in the Yankee lineup that I'm looking at tonight that might kind of be off the beaten path, but he's crushed. I mean, he's worn him out. DJ LeMahieu has a .400 batting average against Jorge Lopez. LeMahieu is always a good one to pop a home run, maybe over the wall in right field. You might get a good number on him too, because he's obviously not your classic power hitter.
Some of the projection systems, I took a look at those this morning, and the highest for home run rate as far as tonight is a Philadelphia Philly. Not Harper, Hoskins. Hoskins at plus 280, Harper's plus 195. Either guy interests you.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
So I'd wait on Hoskins. He's missed the last couple days with a groin injury. I don't know if he's going to play. He's usually pretty durable. So if he's not playing, he's not feeling well. Harper's been red hot. Joe, Harper's one guy we did not mention in the MVP discussion. You look at his OPS plus, it's up to about 155, close to 160. Bryce has been pretty hot. Here's what's interesting about Bryce Harper. You know what he's done everything this year except drive runs in. Like in the old school MVP voting, Bryce Harper would have no chance. But obviously we're in a different era now where simply an RBI total doesn't get you to the top of an MVP discussion. He's having a good year. He had a great April. He got hit in the face in May, in late April. May was terrible. And he's gotten red hot in July here. So Bryce is having a good year. He's back in D.C. I've always felt, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I always felt like he's hit better there, like when he's gone back.
The value, there's no value.
In Bryce?
Yeah, plus 190?
No, not tonight. Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah, but I could see him hitting a home run in this series. He likes hitting down there.
Lamont Wade Jr. is plus 550 to hit a homer. Had one over the weekend. And he's, I'd say, in a plus matchup against Widener. Home Run Hitters Park, Arizona. What do you think?
Have you seen Lamont Wade Jr.'s home run to at-bat ratio this year?
It's insane.
He only has like 160 maybe at-bats this season.
Yeah.
And he has 13 home runs. Yeah, right. So he has 160 at-bats. He has 13 home runs. I mean, he is absolutely, I mean, come out of nowhere to be a big power threat. I remember in spring training when they were kind of trying him out, they didn't think he'd hit for power. But, Joe, here's the most amazing part. Do you know how many hits this season he has against opposing left-handed pitchers? Just throw a guess out.
Out of how many at-bats?
So he has 160 at-bats total, but against lefties.
Yeah. It can't.
How many against lefties hits?
No
one.
Oh, geez.
He crushes righties. Against righties, he has an OPS of 11, based on 1,100. They don't play him against lefties. He's a strict platoon player. So okay. I feel like anytime you get him against a righty right now,
We got to bet this. Plus 550. Come on.
So he has, against right-handed pitching this year, 13 home runs. He's slugging 638. He's a platoon guy.
It's a bet.
Yeah. All right. Let's make it a show bet.
Just have to do it when you look at all those numbers. Now that makes all the sense in the world because I was a little confused. There were some of those sites that were like, oh, man, he's second most likely of all the players going today to hit a home run. And I didn't understand it. Well, there you go with the splits. That's nuts.
Yeah. It's funny. It goes back to the Chris Bryant thing. Isn't Chris Bryant the perfect acquisition for that team? All the Giants do is platoon. And, like, Chris Bryant could, like, go slot in wherever they need him each day.
You could play four. I think you could play five positions. All the outfield and the corner infield spots.
Yeah. So he's playing, I guess they played him at third yesterday with because Longoria's still not back, but he'll be all over the place. He's perfect there.
Man, watch out for them. Watch out for them.
Here's what's going to happen now. I thought maybe I'd get some sleep this week. I'm going to be up at midnight East Coast time watching Lamont Wade Jr. Wondering if he's getting pinch hit for in the seventh inning and screaming.
That's the problem. That's the only issue.
He'll pinch hit for him in the seventh inning if a lefty comes in.
Oh, man. All right. Dace Clafani also very good history against Arizona. A lot of people have a good history against Arizona this year, but it's superb for Dace Clafani. They're hitting 192 against him, a 213 on base. Maybe we should just do the run line there.
Yeah, it's almost the opposite because he struggled with the Dodgers, and we stayed away from. I think we played the Dodgers last week when Dace Clafani was in that game. It's the opposite when he faces the Diamondbacks. He's really taking care of business against them.
See, here's another problem. So the late game, I'm looking at the strikeout prop too. Widener, it's 5.5. I like the under.
Yeah, you would think he wouldn't be in the game for long.
Right.
They're going to rack the pitch count up. Maybe Lamont Wade takes him deep early. Boom. We win. He's out.
I'm all over San Francisco Arizona game. All over it. Any other plays that we have not addressed?
Let's see. The only one I was thinking tonight was I could see some runs in that Pirates Brewers game. Whenever the Brewers are not throwing one of their three guys, I feel like they give up some runs. And the other thing I noticed is the way Craig Counsell will manage, he will go all out to win when he's got his good pitchers out there. Like, he will use his best bullpen guys. And then, like, when they get down a run or two or three with his back end of the rotation guys, he just throws the slop in the bullpen out there. He's all in to win the games they can win, and he'll throw away the other ones. But they're hosting the Pirates tonight. Brewers Pirates, Lauer on the mound against, I guess, Bryce Wilson, who they got from the Braves.
Yeah.
I see some runs on the board there.
One of my regrets this year, bets I did not make, was Brewers early in the season. I liked them, but I didn't think the top end pitching would be this good. Liked them, didn't love them, so I didn't jump in. World Series numbers, they were like 25, 30, somewhere in that range.
Now it's 12 to 1, I think.
Yeah, now it's 12. And yeah. I kind of look at that by avoiding the NL West in the first round, which is what we expect. They've got a nice path.
Yeah, they do. I mean, they'll likely play the winner of Giants Dodgers. If that's the one side of the bracket, if we get that, they'll take care of the Mets and then play that team. There's no question they can get to the World Series. Like, they have that pitching is incredible. It's almost like the Nationals a few years ago when they just kind of shortened the rotation in the bullpen. Like, they used six guys or seven guys to win the World Series. They can do that.
We're sitting here in August, and I want to make so many bets like it's the beginning of the season right now, because there's still a lot of value on the board.
Like a restart.
It's great for baseball. Now, the trade deadline, that was amazing to witness, but it's a good thing that it's not, okay, one of three or four teams is 100% going to win the title. Like, the Astros and White Sox are a cut above in the American League, but I still think a lot of these teams in the American League East could make some sort of a run.
Yeah, they could. The Rays pitching, no question. And then the Dodgers, like, I think we'd all say the Dodgers are the most talented team by a lot. They may have to play in a one-game playoff, which that makes it – they might not get out of that game. It makes it interesting. It's actually interesting, even though there's an overwhelming team with an overwhelming roster.
That's Joe Giglio. I'm Joe Ostrowski. You've got BetQL Daily weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon on the BetQL Network. Make sure you're following the show on Twitter at BetQL Daily. I'm at Joe0670, at Joe0670. Joe G is at Joe Giglio Sports. Coming up next, we'll bring in Vic Chalksey from BetQL.co. He'll tell us the model play of the day, according to BetQL, and we'll share our lightning bets. Favorite wagers on the board for tonight. Not just all these MLB futures we've been talking about all day. Keep it locked on BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel from BetQL.